This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stand by for some more rock and roll.
Right, we are here with Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. We're going to be talking Gentle Giant as well. Before we get on to the next piece of music, Phil, what I'd like to do is put another few messages to you, if I may. This is genuine all stuff coming in here, right, left and centre. See if you can guess this one. Now, this is really good. I'm not going to say the guy's name, a long-time roadie and sound engineer for Gentle Giant. I lived in Southsea in 1959, but I emigrated to America at the Giant's Missing Peace Tour in 1977. I've heard about what's going on. I'm awfully sorry I can't be there, but will you send the best to all of these guys? I now live in Rainbow City, Alabama. Who is it?
Young Zammit, isn't it?
It's Dave Zammit.
That's not what I got on the email from. I've got some other words, but I can't read
Is he listening to you?
Yeah,
know?
Of course he is. Yeah, is he? Everybody's listening.
Well, you tell me.
Say anything you wish.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely. But please don't.
No. How many wives is it now? I think he's on about his eighth, isn't he?
I don't know what it is.
I think it's 44.
Is it? Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, send a message to him. He's in Rainbow City.
Really?
Seriously, he's there, Rainbow City in Alabama. Send a message to him. Well, yeah. Tony, yourself, get on to him.
Tony doesn't know.
More importantly,
is the lads he worked with more than anything else, is Phil and Frank. Yeah.
Message, Phil?
No, not really. It's about, he emailed me and he said, are you coming over there? Because the last time he came over here, he was down.
Yeah.
And the posh bloke that he's turned into, he only rented a bloody apartment on Gunwharf Quays for a week.
He would, wouldn't he? I think Ray might have seen him, actually. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, he would. But I don't...
Yeah, good luck, Dave.
Ray's much more of buddy with him, and the boys, you know, the roadie lads as well. But as far as I'm concerned, great. I mean, what's he doing? How's he getting by? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. He says he's in the audio business, so he said to me, Jeff, you can send the CD or any format of the interview there, anything will be done, would be greatly appreciated. I'm truly a bummed out man? Can we get out of that?
Dave, if you're listening, don't worry about it, because I've got my voice already turned the cassette over for the second half. I'm at home.
we're getting it there. So this is great. We're pitching them all in there. Right, now, you mentioned about other players in the band.
Yeah.
Right? We've mentioned one or two of them, but we've missed one or two as well along the way.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about anybody else that we missed in Simon Dupree and the Big Sound.
Well,
right at the end of our
career, there's a guy called Geary Kenworth. He played bass with us.
Oh, I'm thinking right at the beginning.
At the beginning?
Yeah. And we're missing one person.
I can give you names, but I don't know what they called themselves, but before I played even, when my brothers kind of used me as a manager and my wife Bobby and I got
them. The time of Kites, you're missing one member here.
Peter Flatterty.
Well, it's funny you should mention Peter Flatterty.
No. Don't tell me, you can't be here, but I know where he is.
Oh, well, I can do better than that, because if you like to speak now, he's not on the phone, but he's on the end of the internet, and he's listening to this as we speak. I've got six questions that he wanted to ask you, all sorts of things there.
That's Pete,
but
isn't it?
send a message to him, because he said here, thanks, Jeff, I can listen to Express FM live over the internet, so that should be okay. My typing skills are very slow, as is my sexual habit, so probably the best thing I can do is type some of my memories and ask Phil and the boys some questions here. Yeah. Right. Hi, Phil and Bobby. Greetings from Peter in Auckland, New Zealand. Hope you're fitting well. I'm listening to the broadcast over the internet. Do you remember the gig with the Victor Bronx Blues Band?
Oh, indeed we do.
Right. Yeah. That could have been one of our most hilarious gigs. Could you give Phil your recollections of the evening?
Yeah, I can tell
and
you.
And he's actually told me the answer, so you better have good recollections.
Well, to begin with, we went in a conventional manner, but two of their band, Victor Bronx Band, actually got into the gig over a wall, a garden
That's
wall
true.
At the back.
Yeah.
And they came in... One was dressed as a rabbit.
Yes.
I mean, actually...
It was a joke shop in Watford.
Yeah. No, Slough, actually.
Oh, he says Watford.
No, he's got one.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Pete. one to Phil.
Yeah. But no, and the band were, like, the most eccentric bunch of lads I've ever met and seen. And then they would give Victor... not Victor Brox. They'd give Bonzo Dog Band a run for their money. But they could all play. Believe me, they were a good band. Victor Brox, in fact, was a lecturer at Manchester University.
Right.
And his band would vary from about a three-piece to about 21, 22 people, depending on who turned up the night. But
the guy with the ears.
Yeah, the best guy in the band was a little guy called Bruce, the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
And Bruce said, for the second part of the show, folks, we're going to play Stack of Woe. Don't even know the song, do you? It's an R&B blues song. And believe me, they played Stack of Woe for 50 minutes. One song. And that got me that started me off laughing forever. But the band itself was amazing. While we were playing, two of the buggers came on the stage on bikes. And we're actually cycling round us while we were trying to play and sing on push bikes. But they were just amazingly funny boys.
Pete said he couldn't actually hear anything for a week because he was 3 foot away.
No, that was it. You've got it wrong, you see. Your memory's going, son.
Yeah, exactly. No, Victor Brox's violin,
no, it wasn't
a match
Victor Brox.
And
it wasn't,
they
it wasn't Victor Brox. That was a gig with Bonzo Dog.
Oh, right.
And
Vince Stanshall.
University.
No, it was Roger Ruskin Spear was the explosives man.
Yeah.
And he'd put, just what Pete was watching him on the side of the stage, Pete didn't know this, but I'd seen him do it. He actually lit, and on a time fuse, he had a banger, a real banger, inside a box. Right. And Pete's chin was resting on the box when it went off. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah,
I think Pete's still growing his eyebrows. But they went. Do you remember the box going up?
I do. Yeah.
Remember at Winchester that happened?
That's right.
Somebody left the gas on.
Yeah, the back of the stage.
Yeah, and Pete lit a match.
Bang!
The back of the
stage. He tried to blow himself up. Never managed it.
Now, it's interesting you mention that. You should be on radio, Phil, because I tell you, this is a cue, right?
Go on.
Who did you say there they were like? Victor Brox was like?
Well,
which band?
I said Bonzo Dog.
Do you think so? What about this?
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. I'd like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel bass guitar. And Neil Innes piano. Come in, Rodney Slater alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Buckland, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. And specially flown in for us, a sessions gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on duck call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General DeGaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffer. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. A great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
The intro and the outro from the wonderful Bonzo Dog Doodle Band. What a giggle they are.
Absolutely.
Phil.
Played quite a few gigs on the same bill as them. And one particular memory is we were playing at one of the May Balls, which the University, Oxford and Cambridge have. And we were just about to go on. And Vivian Stanshall turned up absolutely dripping with various bits of pondweed hanging from him. Yeah. And rather than change, he went on like it. He'd fallen in. He was trying to do some punting on the cam. I think it was Cambridge. Both went one way, Vivian went the other, and he was in, you know. Yeah. But they were a fantastic bunch of blokes, honest to God. Never had a halfpenny, because everything went on gimmicks and explosives. Yeah. What did Ruskin Spear play? An electric leg. Do you remember the leg? Hey? Yeah. No, he would open the actually prosthetic leg, open it, and play it one string guitar. And yeah. Sam Spoons with a, he used to light up when
was
he
that,
hit
was that the answer to that? Was getting Dave Zemmett to knock up that Shawbury, that three string bloody string.
That was the idea, wasn't it?
There it is. Who are we made?
But do you remember they thought we were Victor Brox? Oh, yes, Nina Mishkos put us in the Jackie magazine.
Yes, Jackie magazine.
Is this Victor Brox?
Us. Mind you, we're probably better looking than that. No, we weren't.
Well, we're going to keep moving things around here. We've got another question from Pete, which we'll get onto in just a minute. But the emails are coming thick and fast, so I've got to give this one out to you here. Hi, just like to say best wishes to Phil. My dad, Keith Rumfitt, was an old schoolmate, and Bobby, who taught my sister, right, from Brett Rumfitt, my mum Mavis, and both still in Pompey.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, do you want to send a message to them? Because they're going to be listening online. Yeah?
Well, Bobby, get Bobby on the mic. She taught them at City Girls,
yeah,
probably.
Come on, Bobby, get on the mic and just say hello.
Yeah,
or anything. Yeah, that's right. So do you remember Keith?
Of course I remember Keith. But the last I'd heard, I think he was off to live in France or something. I'm not sure what he was doing. But he was a very close school friend, in fact, one of my closest.
So, yeah, that'd be fine. But send him a message out there, because that would be absolutely great to do that.
The Rumfitts, obviously, I'll send a message to, because they're part of my past, you know.
Super.
Which is a song we had as well. We used to do.
Do you want to say something to him, Bobby?
Hello, yeah. Mavis.
You remember Keith?
Yeah. Hang on a second, let Bobby get in.
Hang on,
let's put it down a little bit
feedback,
there.
Yeah, okay.
Give that a bit of a go.
Hello.
Yeah, go for it. Okay?
Go on.
Just go for it, Bobby. Just speak.
Hello, Mavis. We were just talking about you the other day, actually. We were trying to work out which it was you lived in when you lived in that little flat. Do you remember?
Highland Road, yeah.
Was it in Exeter Road, was it?
No, she lived in Exeter Road, but it's Highland Road, I think it
Highland
was.
Road.
We should visit there, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
My best memory of Mavis, in fact, was the first time she pressed her husband's trousers.
Yeah.
And in fact, instead of putting creases in the front, she pressed them sideways. It went to work.
And who did you say I taught in?
Yeah, it looks like. Hang on, we'll get another email because we're running onto them here. You taught Brett. My mum Mavis is still in Pompey, so that's who it must have been.
Yeah, super.
Okay.
You sent a message, have you?
Yeah, yes, so send a quick message to them. They're coming in thick and fast. By the way, I've got a series of swear words on the line here from Dave Zammit, who said, "Oi, you, I've heard that, Dave. It's all true, and by the way," and I'm not going to say the next thing because, you know, Ofcom would have me off the air, but you can actually speak to Mr. Zammit because he's clearly listening with his headphones on out there.
Well, I'm pleased you are, Dave. Anyway, keep well, mate, you know I mean it.
Anybody else want to speak to him? Yeah, Dave?
Francis? No?
Yeah.
Give him. Frank, Dave.
Come here, Frank. Frank, come this way. Yeah?
Hey, Dave?
Yeah? No, you just got to bang a message down there. He's listening on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, just speak. It's okay.
Okay, Dave, this is Frank. God bless you, mate. And remember the good old days. And give Christine my love. I've got the letter I thought it was a letter to me as a senior, but she's a senior. So give her my love and tell her I'm thinking of her. All the best. Take care. Love to Terry and everybody.
Super stuff. Thanks, Frank. Right, we'll get all the messages there. I've got another one for you here that we've got to catch up with before we get on to... Oh, let's give another Pete message here. About the time we were recording Kites, John King hired a co-manager called Stephen Komlowski.
Oh, yes.
He would hover around the Abbey Road studios. Do you remember his saying that he used to use all the time that you had about him? Anyway,
do it for 5%.
Yes, no. But Stephen is so smooth he could walk under a closed door with a top hat on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He'd come and go, and you wouldn't even see him.
We'd have to walk either. He'd slide.
Would he?
Oh yeah.
Right. I'll tell you what. We're getting all the messages. Pete Cross wanted to be remembered as well. Pete used to be the disc jockey at the Tricorn Centre.
I remember.
Yeah. Pete opened things up. Another one who wanted to be here tonight and sent a message in. And we're getting various messages all over the place.
That's
another
nice.
One has come in as well. Have a great night. Please play one of our songs. We like the guys. We play with them. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull.
Absolutely, yeah.
How about that? Yeah. More messages. Let's give you the Witch's Promise. Yeah. That's the great Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull there in the Witch's Promise. Great stuff there. Tell you what, Phil, you like that? Well, Jethro Tull?
We did a couple of fantastic tours with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good blokes, basically. Ian's as tight as a drum, but that's near the end of it. Yeah.
But a very well-educated guy and doesn't suffer fools gladly. We had him for an interview, and I was told, do your research properly. And I remember saying to him, what was it like to win a Grammy Award and beat Metallica for the heavy rock category? And he said, yeah, well, that flute of mine is a heavy rock.
Yeah.
He was right up for it there. He was playing a festival down here.
He's a bright enough guy, but I mean, we'd compare notes. Martin Barr was a nice little bloke. Mm. Collected rocks, I think it was. Mm. Stones.
Yeah.
You know, off the... And a bloke called Jeffrey Hammond, the bass player, who couldn't play bass, but he was a mate, an old schoolmate of Ian Anderson's.
Yeah.
And also John Evans, who originally had a band. This is quite a reasonable story. We played Bournemouth Pavilion. I don't know if you remember this, Tony, as Simon Dupree. And the band supporting it was a band called the John Evans Band, with Ian Anderson on saxophone. And John was John Evans was a piano keyboard player, you know. But later, much later, they were like enormous stars, you know, all over Europe and the States. And John was on piano, but he always had this incredibly baggy suit. I don't know if you remember, full of beer, absolutely loaded with beer stuck in his pockets. But he's a good lad as well. And the drummer Barry Barlow,
So we're getting the calls coming in. Anyway, we'll try and do everything we possibly can.
Sure.
Now, you wanted an Alison Krauss track, so we'll get on to that. Tell us a bit about Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Well, the fact is that at one time I would poo-poo what people say, do you like country music, like this, like that. I said, no, until I actually heard what a lot of these guys were doing, you know, and some of it is more than just good. I mean, I love Alison Krauss, and I also love a band that's just broken up, unfortunately, called...
Nickel Creek,
yeah.
No, well, we'll try and put a Nickel Creek track in as well, but we'll
great,
give you the...
Great little band.
We'll give you the Alison Krauss one. This is the one you selected, so we're going to go with Mama Said.
Go on.